Praise the Lord, good morning.
Morning.
Yes. Let's open our Bible to the book of Jonah. And you read book of Jonah, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. They say then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. Then I said, I am cast out of my sight, of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Jonah was praying and fasting in the belly of the big fish. Let's come to the Lord and pray. Lord, thank you. We praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us and provide for us. Thank you for the place, the brethren, you gather as a church, you give us opportunity to come to you and worship you and serve you once again. Let's come to the Lord and confess to him our sin, our shortcomings. As we confess our sins, the Lord will clean us, heal us, forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Let us confess. Heal us, Lord. Forgive us and purify us. Let's come now to the Lord and give him thanks for all what he gave us and what he provided for us. Whatever need you have, small or big, the Lord will give you. But let us pray and ask God. Yes, Lord, thank you for answering our prayers and satisfying all our needs. We bless you, Lord, we magnify you, we adore you. Let's come now to God and pray also to our host of families. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your sibling also. Hear our prayer, O God. Answer us as we are calling unto you, Lord. This is in every family, O God. Pray for parents to walk in your ways and raise up godly children. I pray you provide for each and every family, Lord. And I pray also, Lord, that you let your blessing be abound, and so every family will shine for you and will reach others, and people will know you are the true God through their lives. Pray now for your job, for your boss, the place that you are working. Lord, prosper all the places that my brothers and sisters are working. Help them to continue there, to be a good example, to work also diligently, to preach your word and bless these places so that they can receive their also salaries and income on time. Lord, we pray also, Lord, that those among us who are looking for a job, give them, O God, so they can have income. And also, whoever is not receiving his salary, bless his place of work, give them finances, and touch their heart to pay their workers on time. Lord, we pray, O God, that everyone will be faithful to bring to you his tithes, his offering, his first fruit. Let your name be magnified, O Lord, in our lives, in the places that we work, so that your word will be preached and spread. Let's pray now for our contacts, our neighborhood, our friends, our relatives, the people we meet every day, that we will be a blessing to them, giving them the word of God and directing them in the way that God wants them to go. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord, as we are praying for our friends, relatives, neighbors. We pray for salvation for them. Even back in our home places, we pray that all our contacts, that we can reach them with the gospel, we can give them your word, we can speak to them your goodness. Let your name be magnified and glorified in the name of Jesus. Let be people saved. Let be Bible studies to be planted. Oh God, hear our prayer. Lord, protect us, all of us, from this pandemic. Give us good health, O Lord, and whatever rules hinder your grace reaching us, we break it in the name of Jesus. Let's pray also now for this country that God put his church in UAE and in other places that the church had expanded, to Oman, to Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Pakistan, also in Africa, Sierra Leone, Malawi, Uganda, Nigeria. Let's pray for all these places, that God give us favor from all the governments, that all our needs of logistics will be met in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that all our needs will be met. We pray also, Lord, that you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, and people shall know you. And people shall receive you as Savior and Lord over their lives. We pray, give us boldness, grant us boldness to evangelize. And preach your word in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. I pray also, Lord, for revival, for all the backsliders that went away. I pray you bring them back to you, O God. Give them another chance, O God. Forgive them, they don't know what they are doing, O God. Let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself, your ministry. Lord, fill us and refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Bless all the ministries of the church. Bless the evangelism, for all the Bible studies. Oh Lord, bless the church school. Bless also, Lord, Also the children, the youth miss under their parents, oh God. Anoint all the pastors, leaders, parents, workers. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, and guide us and lead us to do the work of yours. I pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled, multiplication in peace, fulfilling the whole will of God. Oh God, enable us to plant more Bible studies, more congregations, Lord, for the church. Hear our prayer. I pray for gift of tongues, speaking in tongues, gift of prophecy, gift of hearing, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, pastoring. Lord, whatever we need of skills, talents, and spiritual gifts, you give us. You provide for us. You do miracles, remove obstacles, motivate us, encourage us, use us mightily for your glory. And Lord, even today we pray. Anoint our worship, O God. Anoint the songs, the prayers, the giving, the message, even this recording. Anoint it, O Lord, and make it reach the places, O God, that you want it to reach, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord. It's the time for worship.
Now is the time to open heart and bring a sacrifice of praise.
Good to me. Thank you.
Thank you for satisfying our souls. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for refilling us with the Holy Ghost. Even this time as we sit in your presence, we pray, O God, that you will speak to us your word and help us, O God, to be directed with your word and the Holy Spirit so that we will be aware, every one of us, of his assignment to go on and do it. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let us now bring our tithe and our offering and our first food into the house of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all the salaries and the income that you give us, O Lord, and thank you for your people who come in their lab to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you open the windows of heaven and bless your people, O God, and pour out so much blessings that they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their life, O Lord, and I pray that all nations know that we are blessed by you. Multiply this money and use it to reach the lost. O God, we thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We continue today to speak about Jonah, and we will speak today Jonah chapter 2. We have already read that in the beginning. Now let's go to the message. Lord, we thank you. Speak to your word, O God, and not my lips, and let your word flow to us to understand your will and your plan. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. When Jonah disobeyed God and went away by ship to Tarshish, the Lord sent a strong wind against the ship and forced the men to throw Jonah into the sea in order for the wind and the sea to come down. After that, the Lord had prepared a great fish that swallowed Jonah, and he stayed in the belly of the great fish 3 days and 3 nights. We read that in Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Most likely he was fasting during that time, for no food is there in the belly of the big fish. In that atmosphere, Jonah prayed to the Lord. Jonah chapter 2 verse 1 say, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly, in whatever place you are, and in whatever time God is ready to hear your cry and your prayer. God is there always for you when you are coming to him, repenting of your sins and your shortcomings. The basic important thing for prayer is that God wants you to have the right relationship with him through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that can come when you are willing to repent of your sins and turn away from your wrong ways. Let's read Jonah chapter 2 verse 2. And said, I cried, that's the prayer of Jonah, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou hearest my voice. In his prayer, Jonah cried to God because he was in severe trouble and emergency, for he was swollen by the great fish and does not know if he is going to live and thus step out of that trial. We learn here that in distress and in our emergencies, we cry out to God to save us from any trouble that we are passing through and that endanger our lives. God hears Jonah cry and a prayer out of the belly of the great fish. Jonah said, out of the belly of hell cried I. The trouble that we pass through and the danger that we are exposed to and threaten to perish are the gates of hell that are working against God's church. That is why we need to cry out to God in our distress, for he is the only one who can save us from such calamities, as he promised us in his word, that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. The Lord said to Peter in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build up my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So here the great fish that God provided to humble Jonah and his arrogance is considered as part of hell. And that means when Jonah disobeyed God and ran away from the calling of God in his life, he put himself in danger of hell. The disobedience of Jonah had put him in under the thread of hell and the power of darkness. Jonah said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. The reason of Jonah's affliction is his disobedience to God. Many workers and those who are called by God to save him, they are under affliction and under severe trials because they are disobedient to God and because they are doing their own. When you do your own, then put in your mind that God shall put you under such trials to discipline you and to humble you as he did with Jonah. I am fully convinced even now the Lord is valiant in his discipline and anger against such workers who disobey God and put aside the mission and the work that he had entrusted to them to do. The Lord put Jonah in such trials for 3 days and three nights that he was under the threat of death at any time. Darkness, fasting, horror, no sleep, no food, terrible feelings, and painful conscience toward God in order to teach him a lesson not to put God at his back. The Lord may put you in such circumstances as he put Jonah, that even you don't like to eat, in order to humble you and to teach you your lesson and in order for you to repent and go back to God. Therefore, we use such circumstances and opportunity to go into fasting with the attitude of repentance and return to God, that you may come out from the trouble that you are in. Let's read verse 3. For thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compass me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. Jonah told God that he cast him into the deep in the midst of the seas. The floods compass him, and the waves of the seas passed over him. What then Jonah would expect from God, and what do you expect from God to do for you? Jonah even said to the man on the ship, take me and throw me in the sea. Up to this point, and he is not willing to repent. He was a bad testimony even to the non-believers and put God to the test. That's why God spunk him in such a way. I had experience with people who know the Lord and still they do sin. And when I face them and tell them that your sin will bring you to hell, they will answer me and say it is fine for them. Up to this point, they put God to the test. That's why the Lord is in his fierce anger disciplines such workers and teach them a lesson not to blaspheme God. The Lord shall do the same with you if you persist in your arrogance, disobedience, and running away from God. God will call you, and if you run away from the calling of God in your life, he will do the same with you. God also will keep, allow such trials to pass into the people's lives, because many, they don't realize that God will do such, unless they will pass through it. That's why God allows such people to pass painful experience while they are alive in order to repent before they will die and go to hell. Let's read verse 4. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. What Jonah stated here is correct, that he was cast out from the sight of God. And that was the outcome of what he did. For he was the one who moved God to discipline him in such a way. Reyes, now you need to be aware and realize that all what you are passing through, from hardship and calamities, losses and pain, are the outcome of the work of your flesh that moved God to discipline you in such a way. Such way of thinking will pave the way for you to repent and come back to God. Jonah said, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. We need to understand this. Here Jonah make a clear statement that show an evidence of his repentance. Jonah decided to look again toward the temple of God in Jerusalem. The holy temple was a place ordained by God for the Jewish to go there and worship God 3 times per year in their feast. And that was the place ordained for them to bring all what they want to give, to offer to God. Jonah was a prophet attested in the northern kingdom. And we know that the northern kingdom was divided from the southern kingdom where the holy temple of God was located. But even with that, still the Jews were required by God to go and worship him in that place. So here, Jonah realized while he was about to die in that terrible situation that he needed to go back to God, to go back to God's temple and to the ordinance of God. Those who left God by leaving God's church are required by God in coming back to him that they need to go back to his church where they had been taught God's word and God's ordinances and fulfill them toward God. Jonah said, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Jonah, with such statement, wanted to do things right with God as he will be doing things right with God's temple. In the same way, those who had run away from God, then they need to do things right with God as they come back and do the right things with the church they left. Let's read verse 5 and 6. Jonah said, the waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Here Jonah continuing his discourse and what he was passing through. That the waters reached almost to take away his soul. And he reached down deep to the depths. Down to the bottoms of the mountains. He was almost buried by the earth. The weeds were wrapped about his head and considered to be dead. But Jonah now said about God, yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. That's in verse 6. Jonah here starts to see clearly that God has saved his life and did not allow his body to die and get corrupted. And that is another sign of repentance, acknowledging the good things that he received from God while God was disciplining him. Jonah here further said, O Lord my God, which means that he will be once again allowing God to be the ruler over his life. And he will be ruled with God. Jonah said, the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Jonah was forced to fast in the belly of the fish. For the weeds were the only things that around which are something non-eatable. 3 days he was in prayer and fasting. In verse 5, we can read that only the weed were around him and they were rubbing his head. Can you see now clearly the good things that God is giving to you while he is disciplining you, chastising you for your wrongdoing, for your wrong ways of life and your defection from his calling to you to serve him? Can you appreciate that even this time God has spared your life and you are not yet dead so that you have still the chance to repent. Can you say to God as Jonah said, "Oh Lord, my God, let's go now to verse 7. When my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple." Jonah said here, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord. And that he confessed that he was a hard-headed person. That he remembered God when his soul was about to die. Only at that moment he prayed to God and was willing to humble down. Don't be like Jonah. Don't be like Jonah. Humble down and don't be stubborn. Because you don't know if God will keep you alive while you are under his judgment. Remember now thy Creator in the days. We read that in Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1, say, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember the Lord early when you are young, while you are strong, while you are not in a trial, and come back to him and to his church and do what is right and just and be good examples together. Again, I will repeat that. Remember the Lord early while you are young, while you are strong, while you are not in trial, and come back to God, to him, and to his church, and do what is right and just, and be good example to others. Verse 8. That they observe lying vanities, forsake their own mercy. Here Jonah reached a good conclusion that you need to take heed of that those who follow and keep the pleasures and worldly things in their lives will be in danger of trouble, and with such they will forsake their own mercy. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 25, Jesus said to his disciple, when Peter tried to stop him from giving his life to God, when Peter was trying to stop him from going through suffering, Jesus said to his disciple, Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25, then said Jesus unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Jonah did not want to suffer. Jonah gave in to his anger and pride. Jonah followed his own understanding and not God. Jonah did not want to forgive. Jonah nursed grudges in his heart. Jonah wanted to pamper himself with a trip on a ship to Tarshish, opposite to the direction that God was sending him to Nineveh. But now you can see clearly where he ended up, in the belly of hell, in the belly of the great fish, in the floods, in the waves of the sea, to the bottoms of the mountains, a divine judgment environment. Do you want to be there and pass through such? Do you want to forsake your mercy, or rather to repent and come back to God and start to save him? Worldliness will take you away from God and from his service, and you need to renounce all the factors that will pull you away from God and from his church and from God's service. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17 tell us, love not the world, Now that the things that are in the world, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Don't allow worldly pleasure and the material things of this life take you away from God. Don't allow the ambition of education, the ambition of migration, wrong marriages, or a sinful lifestyle take you away from God. We read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. Paul reported one of his workers whose name Demas, who left him. What did he say about Demas? For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Don't be like such example of people who deserted God and his ministry, and their salvation is questionable, and their names might be even blotted out from the book of life, but rather keep focus on those faithful who keep God and keep serving him and keep abiding with his will and his plan. Let's read Jonah chapter 2 verse 9. The continuity of the prayer of Jonah. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed salvation is of the Lord. Jonah here fully repented. He is now giving thanks to God, even he is still in the belly of the big fish, because he can see the goodness of God toward him, even he deserted God. Jonah also declared, I will pay that I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. Jonah decided and committed himself once again to obey God and to start to save him once again and fulfill his vows and what he had promised God. Jonah also declared, salvation is of the Lord. John, aware that his salvation was in danger because he disobeyed God and did not do his ministry and the mission that God asked him to do. True, when you move away from God and when you stop serving him and when you stop the mission that he entrusted to you, then you are losing your salvation. But when you repent and come back to him and start to serve him, your salvation and the plan that God has for you will be restored. Truly, Jonah repented when he promised God and said, I will pay that I have vowed. Therefore, when Jonah repented and promised God to do right of what he vowed and go back to save God, the Lord relieved him. As he spoke to the fish, And the fish vomited Jonah in a dry land. We read that in verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. The same for you today. If you had disobeyed God, if you had broke your vow with God and did not do what he asked you to do, then you need to repent, pray and fast to the Lord, and commit your life to him again to do what he asks you to do, so you will be relieved. If you are passing into struggle and hardship, as the trial that Jonah was passing through, then put in your mind, that the Lord will not relieve you as long as you are not repenting, and the trial will continue until you repent and surrender your will and full to God. Don't be arrogant and don't allow your pride to rule you but rather humble down. Repent of all your sins. Repent of doing your own will. The end of the suffering that you are passing through is in your hand to reverse it in the way that you are to make your decision right with God and right with coming back to His church and back to the mercy that He asked you to do and back to fulfill all your vows and all what you commit yourself to do for Him. Sit with God. Sit with God, pray and fast. Write down all your sins and all what you fail to do for God and repent from all such sins. So the Lord will have mercy on you. He will forgive you and restore you back to the good plan that He has for you. The Lord is calling us as a church to have holy living, repenting of our sins and our own doing and to submit ourselves through prayers and fasting fully unto Him, to be an instrument of righteousness, to live our lives for Him and to go on and serve Him. God, the Holy Spirit is calling us to reach in new places and in new people with the gospel of Jesus and with the word of God, and we need to submit fully to do all that for God and for His glory. Let's now confess our sin. Confess our wrongdoing. Renounce all the wrong steps and decisions that you have taken against the word of God and the will of God. Renounce doing your own will and doing things against His will. Renounce the sins of loving the world. Renounce your pride and your arrogance. Renounce the love of money. Renounce your grudges and your unforgiveness. Repent of breaking your covenant with God for the sake of worldly things, for the sake of education or migration or wrong marriages. You have forsaken God for a wrong lifestyle. God wants to renounce all this, to come back to Him, to repent of all these things, and to start once again to serve Him, and to go into the direction that He wants you to move. O Lord, I cry to You by reason of my affliction. Hear me, O God. Out of the belly of hell cried I. Hear my voice, O Lord. For You have cast me into the deep. In the midst of the seas and the floods compass me about. All Your billows and all Your waves pass over me. Lord, I cast out of Your sight. Yet I will look again toward You and Your church. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains, the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet You have brought me up. You have brought up my life from corruption. O Lord my God, when my soul fainted within me, I remember You. And my prayer came to You. Truly, Lord, I observe lying vanities. And I forsake my own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto You. In Your church, with the voice of thanksgiving, Lord, I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Lord, speak and take me out of this trial that I am passing through, O God. Let's all stand in God's presence. Yes, O God, we are coming back to You. We renounce our sins, O God. O God, we repented. We are coming back. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, speak and take us out from the trial that we are passing through. O Lord, we will submit ourselves fully to You and to Your direction. O God, we will reproduce the fruit of repentance, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and we will bring new souls into your barn, O God. Lord, we commit ourselves to the mission to go on and serve you. We commit ourselves to the church of God and your work, O Lord. O God, salvation is only from you. Lord, we come. Take our life, O God. We offer it to you a living sacrifice today. To serve you, O God. To worship you, to do your will. In the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Come back to the Lord. Commit yourself once again to Him.
Lord,
yes, O God, we commit our life to you, Lord. Take us, O God. And I pray, Lord, we believe that you have commanded the big fish, the trials to stop, and you have set us free, set our brothers and sisters who repent and come back to you free. Lord, truly you have been good to us. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being good to us, O God. We bless you, Lord. Take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.